baby, it's cold outside.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Well, that's basically our next story in a nutshell. New research out this week says those angry Twitter tirades that I'm sure most of us have read or had, you know, pointed towards them, as I have sometimes, could be caused in part by cold weather, especially on Monday. Lead author of the study is environmental scientist Heather Stevens from Macquarie University. Heather, I couldn't stop myself reading about this research. I spent a bit of time on Twitter. It's a place where I go for news and views. Take me through the research. How can you make a link between cold weather, Mondays, and angry tweets?
Yeah, it's a good question. Every time you tweet, it's a publicly available bit of information. And although you're probably sending it out to your friends and family and audience, it's also being read by algorithms. So we use an algorithm by the CSIRO, which was looking at the association between emotions. So every time you have a tweet that has a word or phrase that has a certain emotion, the algorithm was counting that and putting it into categories. So we were interested particularly in ones that were around anger. So things like phrases that had vile or enraged or furious, and then how those look over patterns of time. So what does it look like on a weekly scale, over seasons, and then, of course, over years. And we looked at the association with temperature. So, essentially we found that, not surprising, you have a higher number of angry tweets on Mondays. I think that Monday-itis is a well-known phenomenon, but also lower on days that were public holidays. Christmas Day is consistently a lower day for angry tweets. But coming back to weather, we found that as weather was colder, we had a higher daily count of angry tweets. And then when you got to that nice comfortable range of about 25 to 30, you've had the lowest. And then it sort of showed some indication that perhaps in extreme weather, over 35 degrees, the count started to go up again.
That's really interesting, because you found that that pattern of angry tweets was opposite to that of physical violence, which is more prevalent in that hotter weather. How do you explain that?
Yeah, good question. So my original research is around aggressive behaviour in hot weather. So there's been a lot of research that looks at assaults. As weather gets hotter, you have a higher number of assaults, domestic violence, murder. A funny study, which I really like to think about, particularly this time of the day, if people perhaps are sitting in cars, is there's actually a correlation between hot weather and road rage. And they did a study back in the 80s where they got someone to drive around on days of varying temperatures and stop at green lights or not go when the lights went green. And then somebody, probably hiding in the bushes, was counting how many times someone honked a horn and to what extent they honked a horn. And they found that even road rage was higher in hot weather. So when I looked for my Twitter emotions, I was kind of expecting to find that increase in hot weather like you see in physical behaviour, and it was actually quite the inverse. So as I said, it's higher in colder weather and then a little bit of increase in extreme heat. And I think the difference mainly comes back to the motivations of why our behaviour is impacted by the weather. So the first motivation is a physiological response. It's easy to think that about when it's cold, your teeth are chattering, you might be feeling a little bit grumpy because it's cold. And then same for extreme heat, you might be sweating and you might be dehydrated. And those physiological responses can change your hormones, they can change your sleep patterns. And so certainly there is a biological response to temperature. But I think more likely is a change in routine. So as weather gets hotter or colder, you start behaving differently. You might go out and socialise more. You might find that you spend more time indoors. And those kind of behaviours influence whether your emotion. So I think the weather has a bigger impact on your routine as well as your physiology. So why assaults are different to online aggression? So why is offline and online different? Well, it's possible that because, as I said, the change in routines, maybe those demographics are quite different. So someone that commits an assault, in my data at least, assaults in New South Wales are more likely committed by someone who is younger, more likely to be male, and more likely to be a suburb that is low socio-demographic, whereas Twitter users, it's quite the opposite. It's 50% female, and it's much more likely to be middle-aged. And of all the different social media platforms, Twitter has the highest income bracket. So when you're looking at people, you've got, on one hand, you've got perhaps low socio-demographic male and young versus an older, perhaps middle-aged female with a higher income. Obviously, those routines, the things that they're doing in their daily life that's impacted by temperature, would be pretty different. So that's probably explaining why those patterns are quite the inverse.
It's quite interesting. Heather, thanks for your time. Heather Stevens there joining us. She's an environmental scientist at Macquarie University. I don't know, the takeout for me is keep off Twitter on Monday and during July, if you live in Australia. This is RN Drive.